This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pentagon says about 100 Ukrainians will head to Oklahoma's Fort Sill as soon as next week to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system. Ukraine has long sought the Patriot surface-to-air guided missile because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. During his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, "The free world has everything necessary to stop Russian aggression and bring about a historic defeat for the terrorist state. This is important not only for us, this is important for global democracy, for all those who value freedom. This is important even more so when Russia is gathering forces for a new escalation." The Pentagon said that the Patriot training normally can take several months, but it'll be shortened to get the Ukrainian troops back into combat sooner. U.S. President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andrés Manuel Obrador, and Canadian President, or Prime Minister, I should say, Justin Trudeau, seeking to downplay their frustrations with one another on migration and trade as they meet for North American Leaders Summit. VOA's Anita Powell reporting.
Amistad, bonhomie, friendship. In all three languages, the leaders of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. made a show of unity as they met Tuesday in Mexico City. U.S. President Joe Biden.
We're true partners, the three of us, working together with mutual respect and a genuine like for one another to advance a safer and more prosperous future for all of our people.
But the issues on the table are not as easy. Irregular migration, illegal drugs, climate change and trade disputes are front and center, as the Mexican president pointed out as he openly challenged Biden to expand economic cooperation. Anita Powell, VOA News, Mexico City.
This is VOA News. North Korea's spike in missile tests, growing nuclear ambitions, and other provocative acts pose a serious threat that could lead to a dangerous miscalculation and spark a wider conflict, according to South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. Speaking with the Associated Press at the presidential office in Seoul, the conservative leader reiterated his call for closer security cooperation with the United States and Japan to counter the dangerous situation, as he called it, being created by North Korea, as he played down the prospect for direct negotiations like those pursued by his liberal predecessor. President Joe Biden says he was surprised when he was informed that government records were found by his attorney at a former office space in Washington. Top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee has requested that the U.S. intelligence community conduct a damage assessment of potentially classified documents. Speaking at a news conference, President Biden says he does not treat classifications lightly.
People know I take classified documents, classified information seriously.
Biden says he does not know what's in the documents, adding his lawyers have suggested he not inquire what was in them. The Department of Justice is reviewing the matter. A one-time financial advisor to Pope Francis, Cardinal George Pell, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Cardinal Pell died Tuesday in Rome from fatal heart complications following hip surgery. Pell spent 404 days in solitary confinement in his native Australia on child sex abuse charges before his convictions were unanimously overturned. But even after he was acquitted, Pell's reputation remained tarnished by the scandal. A former Archbishop of Melbourne and Sydney, Pell became the third highest-ranked official in the Vatican after Pope Francis chose him in 2014 to reform the Vatican's notoriously opaque finances. George Pell was 81. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration is under growing pressure from leftists in Latin America as well as U.S. lawmakers to expel Jair Bolsonaro from a post-presidential retreat in Florida following an attack by his supporters on Brazil's capital. But the far-right ex-president may preempt any plan for such rebuke. On Tuesday, he told a Brazilian media outlet he would push up his return home after being hospitalized with abdominal pain. Bolsonaro arrived in Florida in late December and skipped the swearing in of his successor. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.